You know, today, out there on this tract, which started out at 745 acres, I asked someone to look up what the tax value is, and it's roughly $500 million today. Built out should be about $700 million, and that's not counting the personal property, and of course it generates, you know, a ton of sales tax. It's anchored by HEB, but we have four or five banks, and I think there's 20 restaurants out there. Strip centers, maybe 60, 70,000 square feet, and we still have 15 acres or so of development parcels out there. And I think it turned out really, really well. So there's a couple of things that I learned along the way that these are just my opinions, and I'll share them with you. So I lived here in the late 80s, and I don't know how many of you were here then, but it had its rough moments. And the town got hit pretty hard. The financial institutions got hard. The development came to a screeching halt. And I had moved here with a good friend of mine who I don't see today, but a fellow named Robert Waltman. And we were young and dumb and practicing law and dabbling some little projects along the way. So the FTC or FDIC or RTC or somebody had ended up with this tract, and they had loaned $6,400 an acre against it. And I assume that it being the 80s, that there wasn't a dime of equity in the deal. They said, "Then we got this tract and nobody wants it and we can't sell it. And would you have any interest in buying this tract out there?" And so, you know, given the context there, there was just a two-way stop, you know, then. This was, you know, certainly outside, you know, the city limits, but it was also, you know, had great potential. So we ended up, Rob and I bought this from whatever federal agency there was, and we paid $1,400 an acre and financed it at the land bank on a cattle loan. And we got Adrian McDonald, I'm sure many of you know Adrian, we got Adrian to put cows on it so we could get this loan. And so we're making this loan, you know, based upon these cows and stuff. And it's like, my payment is like two or three times the rest of my bills combined. And we know that it'll eventually turn into something good, but it's like miserable. And I remember it at one point in the mid-90s, still nothing had happened. And F.M. Young, you know, had the track across the street, you know, where Pebble Creek is. And I remember calling him up, and he, of course, didn't take my call, didn't know who I was. Or maybe he thought we were calling him, you know, sue him about something, because that's what we did back then. And so finally, I write F.M. A letter, and I fax it to him. And I say, you know, I've got this 740-something acres here, which, you know, I'm choking on, you know, because I'm just making these payments. And, you know, I'll sell it to you for $5,000 an acre. No response. So anyways, I still have this tract of land, and so I have to figure out how to develop my way out of it. And it had huge problems. It had regional detention issues. It had endangered species. It had planned for a highway to go through. It had oil field pipelines. It had oil field sites. So it was really complicated. And the half that went residential, I got lucky in that I made a really good friend who I developed the residential with, Wallace Phillips. And so Wallace had wanted to buy it, and Wallace went to the bank, and the bank told him no, and he couldn't do it. So Wallace and I formed a little partnership, and we developed the Castlegate stuff. And then, you know, I had left mostly, you know, the commercial. And the first of kind of the two lessons is I heard the mayor talk about how positive the city was open for business. And I'll tell you, the city knocked it out of the park on this deal. One of the first issue that we had was there was a bridge that had to go across where Arrington Road is, where it crosses the detention pond. And the track was simply on the commercial, undevelopable without putting in this bridge. And we sat down with the city and we said, we cannot develop this tract. If you want this tract developed, it has to have this bridge. And at that time, the city of College Station wrote a check for $5.5 million and paid for that bridge. And that was the thing that got the project over the hump. And then for 2 years, we met monthly with the city. And I mean, we met with a city manager, the head of economic development, the head of the fire department, utilities, the city engineers, green waste parks. Everybody was there once a month. And we solved the problems of the day. Because we wanted, first of all, there was all the traditional problems of what do you do with utilities? It didn't have sewer. How do you extend all this stuff? But then we didn't want to do, I figured, well, this was the only one I was ever going to do, so we should try to do something interesting. And so we didn't like the city street widths. We didn't like the city profile on the curbs. We wanted to have linear parks as opposed to other parks. And we talked all the city into all this. They looked at it on its merits and gave us an overlay district. So the combination of them putting cash into the deal, really spending the time, because when we had the department heads there, once everybody nodded, you know, we knew it was done and we could go on to the next thing. And then allowing us to tweak their system. Now, if that, to me, is open for business. And so I hope that the city is treating all you guys who are trying to do deals out there the same way, because they were great in our circumstances. The second thing that I would say is there was huge advantages for going local. You know, we stayed local. This deal was financed locally, and it would have been impossible to do otherwise. And the engineering, all the brokerage, we kept locally. Probably the person who contributed the most, or the two people, would be Chuck Ellison and Amy Clough over at his office. They were just exceptional, both in terms of legal and, you know, guiding us through the stuff at the city. So if I was going to do another project here, you know, there's a ton of talent here. And, you know, the networking that comes from, you know, you all have so many overlapping relationships that... that's not to be overlooked, and it really helped the deal go through.